Welcome to a Durban Christian Center South Ministry Messings.
Amen. Hallelujah. I've entitled a message God gave me for you today, Created to Possess. Amen. God creates each and every one of us with a purpose, on purpose. You've been created with a purpose from God. Hallelujah. You are born, the Bible says, not of the will of man, but of the will of God. And it's something that you and I need to really meditate and think about here this morning, that you are here by God's design. You're not just here. You don't just happen to be here. You're not a mistake. You're not the product of two ships passing in the night. God has created you. The Bible says before you were formed in your mother's womb, He knew you. He set the days for you. Amen. And He established your call. And you and I need to understand that we were born of God. The Bible says in John 1:13, who were born not of blood, nor of the will of the flesh, nor of the will of man, but of God. The moment you're born again, you're born of God. Hallelujah. God has put His hand on you. And when you're born of God, it's because God has a heavenly design for your life. God's got an eternal purpose for your life. God has called you to this earth not to be neutral, not to have no effect, not to be ineffective and have no impact. He didn't call you to this earth to have no inheritance and no possession. You don't just happen to be here. The Bible says God designed you and He placed you here on purpose. God knows you here. In the beginning, when I got born again, I used to attend church and I used to sit at the back. I had such a serious rejection issue. I thought I'm saved, but I'm going to sit at the back. You know, if God sees me, I'll be in trouble. Amen. Literally. That's where I was. And I thought I've got no place in this kingdom. Let me tell you, you are crucial in the kingdom of God. Hallelujah. There's not one person here without a promise from God to possess. Hallelujah. God's got a promised land for you. When God brought Israel into the promised land, they learned that it's not just a promised land for Israel, but every tribe has got a specific part of the promised land. And in every tribe, there are families who got specific parts in that promised land. And in every family, there are people who got specific parts in the land. God has you in His heart. And you are crucial to the kingdom. And the Bible says that you're born in His image to possess. Everybody say, I'm yet to possess. I'm yet to have an effect on the earth. Hallelujah. You see, when you're born again, the Bible says you're a brand new creation. Hallelujah. And God has set you here. I saw somebody put on Facebook, my dad's gone to heaven and now he's one of the angels. And, you know, people talk like that. When you die, you become an angel. It's not the truth. You're not an angel. When you're born again, you're a special class. When you're born again, the Bible says you're a new creation. 2 Corinthians 5:17. Therefore, anyone who is in Christ, he is a new creation. Old things have passed away. Behold, all things have become new. That word new creation is a brand new species and a new order, an order of being that didn't exist before. Hallelujah. So you're a brand new creation. You're not an angel. The Bible says angels minister to the heirs of salvation. For eternity, angels will minister to heirs of salvation. God, in every creative being that He created, there's different levels of authority, different ministries, different capacities. There's angels, there's cherubim, there's seraphim, hallelujah. There's archangels, there's different angelic hosts, and then you were created and you are none of them. You are a special class. When God created you, He created you in His likeness and in His image. And He ordained you, and when you got born again, He filled you with your spirit, and you're the only person on earth, the only flesh being that is anointed and that has a capacity of carrying the anointing. Hallelujah. All creation, the Bible says, is under a curse. All of creation is under a curse. The soil is under a curse. The seeds are under a curse. Everything is under a curse. Even the animals are under a curse. The Bible says that creation groans for the sons of righteousness to be revealed so they can be delivered. Hallelujah. You and I are on this earth, and you are very special. God has placed you here for a special reason, and you're a new class of being. Somebody say amen. To be filled with the Holy Ghost. It is such a special anointing. This world is in a fallen state. This world cannot carry the glory. But the Bible says that you and I are created in the image of God. As He is Jesus, so are we in this earth. Hallelujah. And you have a special purpose on earth. When God created you, He did it on purpose. Selah. Pause and calmly think about that. When God created you, He created you for a purpose. And He placed you on purpose. You see, I talk a lot about our inheritance in Christ. And as I was praying about it last week or the week before, I was praying about it, the Holy Ghost started speaking to me about our inheritance that we have and how important it is that we as a church know who we are so that we can know what we have. Amen. And, you know, when you talk about that, when you get born again, instantly you're part of the kingdom. Instantly you are in Christ Jesus. Instantly, all that Jesus has gained for us becomes our inheritance. The Bible says we are heirs and joint heirs in Christ Jesus. Hallelujah. We are Christ-like. We are His body on the earth. We are of a different order. Amen. And that order carries something very special. So if you think about your inheritance, what the Lord showed me is that there is a general inheritance that every one of us receives when you get born again. When you get born again, you are instantly an heir of salvation. You are instantly an heir of eternal life. You are instantly, you have an inheritance and you have the Word of God. You have the name of Jesus. You have the power of the blood. Hallelujah. You have the weapons of your warfare. These are things that are given to you instantly. You become an heir of what the Bible calls the powers of the age to come, or the gifts of the Holy Ghost. You become an heir of healing. Amen. And provision and blessing. Everything that is in God. Those are general things. And as I was praying about it and said, Lord, help us as a church to understand what was given to us. Because I was praying, the eyes of your understanding being enlightened, that you might know the things that are freely given to you. Come on, everybody lift your hands and say, Holy Ghost, cause the eyes of my understanding to be enlightened, that I might know the things that has been freely given me in Christ Jesus. You see, the enemy fights very hard to keep you ignorant. Very hard. He wants you ignorant so that you don't know what to possess. There's a very interesting scripture in the book of Isaiah. It speaks about Jesus and it says, by His knowledge shall my righteous servant deliver many. I thought, Lord, now surely it should have said by His anointing or by His faith. Amen. Or by His powerful name. It says by His knowledge. You know why? Because knowledge brings a revelation of the truth. And once you know the truth sets you free. And once you know the truth, you know what to grab a hold of. Everybody lift your hands and say, Holy Ghost, show me the truth. Let my eyes be enlightened. You see, there's many churches that don't do people justice because they come to the church and all they get told all the time is the lust of the eye, the lust of the flesh, the pride of life. You're going to be great. You're going to be rich. Your needs are going to be met. Jesus said, don't even think about those things. Amen. My inheritance goes beyond the things of the flesh. Can I say it again? My inheritance goes beyond the things of the flesh. My inheritance is in the authorities and the giftings and the anointings of Christ. Hallelujah. It's mighty what God has given me. And when I think about these things, I say, Lord, help us to understand it. Help us to grasp what you have given us. And as I was praying, the Holy Ghost said to me, I've given you something individually. Now, that's amazing. Because we know about the corporate inheritance. But do you know you have got an individual inheritance? You've got an inheritance that is unique to you. There's a Linda inheritance set apart that only she can partake of. And only she has the anointing to possess. Nobody else. And the Lord said to me, Johnny, the first inheritance I give you is your body that you live in. It is my first gift to you. I said, Lord, how's that a gift? And he said to me, because your body is your authority to be on the earth. Without your body, you've got no authority on this earth. You can't be, you can't affect anything. You can't do anything. You can't consume the products of this earth. You can't, nothing. Without your body, in scripture, it's actually a principle that a spirit without a body is illegal. Okay, so when God gave you a body, he gave you authority to possess on this earth. Your body is your first authority. Think about Jesus. When Jesus needed to come to the earth to bring us to be a savior to the earth, he couldn't just come. But the Bible says in the book of Isaiah, a body you have prepared for me. And once he came, a child was born, a son was given. And once he possessed that body, he could walk on this earth and have an effect on this earth and reveal the Father and release the inheritance that God has given. The first gift you got from God is your body. It's a unique inheritance. Think of it. You got no other body. None. This is it. Amen. Ugly, beautiful, slim, wide. I'll just say wide. No matter what, that body, this is it. But it's more than that. It is your authority from God to be on earth. Hallelujah. So God gave Jesus his body. It gave him the authority. That was his first inheritance. That body you have is yours. It's nobody else's. You decide who rules in that body. You decide what happens in that body. It's the first earth that you possess. Hallelujah. You possess this earth, and then this earth stands on this earth and possesses the earth that the earth is standing on. Because you have authority in earth. Everybody say, my body gives me authority in the earth to have an effect and an inheritance in the earth. Now watch this. When God gave you inheritance, it was an inheritance of a few dimensions. It was firstly a physical inheritance. It was an inheritance of space, time, and material dimension. He gave it to you to walk in and to possess. Hallelujah. So here you are, you got a body. Notice something else. You were born at a specific time. You have no authority to affect 1820. You were given this time. The Bible says of Jesus that he was born in the fullness of time. He was born at the right time. At the time allotted to him, he came and he manifested the inheritance that the Father had given him on this earth, in that time span, and in the very authority realm that God had given him, not only in the time, but in the place. But he gave him, not only that, he was born in Bethlehem. He lived in Israel. That was the place that God had given him. So God doesn't only give you your body as a possession and an authority to take possession on this earth in and receive whatever that body needs, because what the body needs has also been given. When Jesus was born, think of this. He was given to Joseph and Mary in a foreign place in Nazareth. That's his family wasn't there. And then he was sent to Egypt for 2 years. What provision? Well, the wise men brought him gold, silver, amen, frankincense, myrrh, brought gifts. They lived off the gift because with the body came the provision for the body. Are you with me? You and I are born on this earth. You're not just born at any time. You are born with an authority to affect this time space realm that you live in. Hallelujah. You're a child of God. You're anointed to possess this time. I have authority from January the 19th, 1963, to affect this earth till today. And the rest is in God's grace. This is the realm that God has given me. This is my inheritance. Hallelujah. And when the anointing comes on you, it's with an authority to effect that. Hallelujah. That body that you have, the fact that you are living in that family, God has given that family to you. Hallelujah. And there's an anointing on you. Somebody say, I have an anointing. That anointing that is on you brings the power of God into you. You see, when you got born again, you got filled with the Holy Ghost. And now you're on this earth. You're a king. You're a priest unto God. You're anointed with the Holy Ghost with power to establish the kingdom. And the anointing on your life breaks yokes, destroys bondages, establishes the will of God. Hallelujah. I hope you're quiet because you're thinking about what I'm saying. He's created you like this. You see, when the power of God, when the anointing of God came on Samson, he was unstoppable. Hallelujah. That anointing caused him to possess. There's a promise on you. And listen to me, you're not going to leave that promise unfulfilled. You're not going to leave that land unpossessed. You're not going to leave that influence ineffective. Hallelujah. The blessing of God is on you to be an inheritor. Hallelujah. To inherit the blessing, to cause the fullness of the blessings of heaven to be established in this earth in your own time, space, matter, dimension where God has put you. This is where the kingdom's going to be established. Hallelujah. And that's why I place you in your home. Let me tell you what, this world is going to see a mighty revival when sons and daughters of God come into the knowledge of who God created them to be, what God gave them. Hallelujah. You're not just here by chance. You're there on purpose. Amen. You in that, you know, some people, oh, well, if only I was born in a born again family. No, he put you in that heathen family on purpose because he wants you to possess it. Amen. He put you in that workplace where there's not one believer on purpose. Because every place that your foot shall tread, he will give to you. You have a divine authority from God. Hallelujah. Everybody lift your hands and say, I'm here to establish the kingdom of God. Hallelujah. And right there, you see, that's why it's not when you come to church that you live in the kingdom. That's why we say Sunday's great, Monday's better. Because Monday you're possessing what you learned on Sunday. Amen, hopefully. That's why it's so important that you take note of what God has said, that you meditate on what the Spirit of God's saying to you. Amen. I don't just jump up here in the morning and preach whatever. Well, what should I? Eeny, meeny, miny, moe. That's a thing about a toe. If the donkey doesn't bite, then it get it. Right. Okay. That's the one. I wait on the Holy Ghost because he wants to teach his people. He wants to bring revelation to you. He wants to bring understanding on you. And I say to each and every one of you that has been dispossessed, as long as you're in that body, the anointing is on you to possess the kingdom, to establish the promises of God where you are, where you live, where you work, where you have a family. Hallelujah. It's not here on a Sunday. It's at your home. Amen. It's wherever you are. Some of you here today say, Pastor Johnny, my husband's not saved. Establish the kingdom in your home. Amen. God's given you that home. And I say this to women often because they say the husband's the head of the home. If you're born again and he's not saved, you're the head of the home. You're the spiritual authority. Listen, your authority doesn't lie in your hairy legs. Your authority lies in the anointing and the provision and the inheritance of the Holy Ghost that is given to you. And there's an anointing on you to destroy the yoke. There's an anointing on you to kick devils out of your house. There's an anointing on you to break yokes, hallelujah, to challenge the status quo, to kick devils out, to resist the devil, and he'll flee. In the spirit, I see devils fleeing from your homes. Hallelujah. You know, that's why the Bible says you have to possess your vessel. Amen. It's the first terra firma that I have to possess, to take charge of, that the Holy Ghost comes and moves in. Hallelujah. And I want to say to you today, I sense the Holy Ghost moving in this house on different dimensions of your life to bring the authority. The Bible says the devil had no authority over Jesus. None. Not in any area of his life. You are in charge of that body. You, the born again believer, with the word and the power of God. Somebody say amen. Hallelujah. I'm trying to land the plane. When Jesus was sent to earth, he needed a body. When you were born again, you needed a body. And the old man died and he put the new man in its place. God has given you authority. He has placed you on this earth. You are born again with every precious promise of God. It's the authority. It's the inheritance of the saints. And you and I need to stand where we stand and say, for this house, we will serve the Lord. This is my house. This is my body. You foul spirits of wickedness, you get out of my body. You get out of my home. You get out of my place. I have an inheritance. It's the kingdom of God. Righteousness, peace, and joy in the Holy Ghost is my portion. Hallelujah. And the power of God is on me mightily to make every devil flee, to make every power of darkness run from me. Hallelujah. There's an authority being released to you today because God's releasing to you and revealing to you, causing the eyes of your understanding to be enlightened, that you might know that you're here on purpose. Where you are, he placed you. The time you're living in, he determined that for you. The ground you stand on, he gave that to you. You have authority in the earth. Somebody say amen. Amen. And when you walk in somewhere, you carry an atmosphere around you. Come on now. I'm believing God not only for the size nines to be mine. I'm believing God for the sphere of influence. For the home. Hallelujah. That's why many times you walk into a room, the whole room's atmosphere changes. Have you ever walked into a room and devils start crying out? Amen. Why? Because somebody's here taking dominion. Somebody's here taking authority. Somebody's here saying the kingdom of God is upon you. I can lay hands on you. I can heal you. I can deliver you. I can set you free. Hallelujah. I have an anointing of the Holy Ghost. His power is on me. And his authority starts in this body he gave me. So you and I can cast the devils off. Somebody say amen. Hallelujah. The anointing has power. And it's like a heavy blanket resting in this place here today. God's saying, I'm enlightening your eyes. And I'm giving you revelation. And you shall possess your vessel. And I'll cause a glory cloud to move over you. Hallelujah. I see your homes. I see you taking authority in your homes. So that's what God has given you. You see, you're not a stranger walking into your home hoping that God would come and establish his kingdom. You are the vessel. The authority. that he gave to walk and bring the dominion of God. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus, every power of darkness is broken. Hallelujah. Every devil's power is canceled. Every assignment against you, we take authority in the mighty name of Jesus. The blood of Jesus is against you. I'm redeemed by the blood. I'm washed by the blood. My house is washed. My body is washed. This time, space that I'm living in has been redeemed. And I live and I establish the kingdom. Sabo sekeramaya. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Sebroko samana. Somebody say hallelujah. Hallelujah. Say with me, I'm born for such a time as this. In this space, in this time, in this body, it is my inheritance given by the Father, by which I affect the world, by which I establish the kingdom. In Jesus' mighty name, the devil's had no more authority over you. Come on now, just say, out, devil, out in the name of Jesus. Out, spirits of wickedness. This is my body. This is my time given to me. This is my home. This is my family. God has given me an inheritance. It is mine. I'm uniquely anointed to possess it in Jesus' name. Now I sense the glory of God on you, the anointing of God on you, to break the yokes, to cancel every work of the enemy. Thank you for reversal of every work of the enemy. Those enemies who come, put their foot on your territory in the name of Jesus. Take your foot off the territory of the saints. Lord, I stand over these believers as an heir. Hallelujah. As an heir of salvation. And Lord, I proclaim their inheritance in you. In the name of Jesus, off them. From today, the blessing of God rests on you. Some of you, there's a curse of premature death on your family. In the mighty name of Jesus, the Holy Ghost is breaking that right now. You've been wondering, can that happen to me? No, it can't. He's anointed you to establish the kingdom in the middle of that thing. To draw a bloodline in Christ. And says, for me and my household, we will have the blessings of God. With long life, he will satisfy me and show me his salvation. Hallelujah. Some of you in this place, the enemy has brought curses of poverty against you. But no longer. I'm an inheritor of God. The blessings of God rest on me. Can somebody say, his is the kingdom? I'm born for such a time as this. Hallelujah. Every resource you need has been provided for you. Sabore keramaya. Come on, some of you, just pray in the Holy Ghost. Just release that authority that God has given you. If he's put children in your home, they're under your authority. Hallelujah. If he put children in your home, they're under your authority. They've been given to you. Devils off those children. Hallelujah. If it is given your body, he's given you a house to keep your body in. Out of that house. Thank you for the possession. Thank you for the heavenly possession. Hallelujah. I take charge of what God has given me. Hallelujah. Can somebody, can you stand with me? Just do this one more thing with me. I want you to plant your feet like this. Make sure they're anchored properly. Like those guys who play golf, they make sure that they're anchored. Hallelujah. And say with me, this land that I stand on, this body that I live in, this time space that God has given me is my inheritance. I claim it. In the name of Jesus, the kingdom of God shall be manifest in it. His is the kingdom, the power, and the glory. I claim it for you, Lord. I claim it for you, Lord. Hallelujah. Now come on, just claim His kingdom. Claim His power. Claim His authority over your life. Come on, just go ahead. Establish His will in your life. Establish His will in your life. In this house, His will shall be done. In this body, His kingdom will come. It is mine. It is my authority. And in Jesus' name, I receive the glory. I receive the power. I receive the full inheritance, the blessings that are mine.
We trust that you were blessed by that word. Our prayer is that you are inspired to become more like Jesus. If you'd like more information about Durban Christian Center, you can visit us on our Durban Christian Center Bluff or Wentworth Facebook page, or contact us on Durban code 031-467-0457. We'd love to hear from you, so please send us a praise report or even a prayer request. Thank you, and God bless.